Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm gonna be giving you a theory I've developed that may be a bit unorthodox regarding the political spectrum. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Communism is Fascism. Let's get started. So, most people describe the political spectrum as a straight line, a continuum. And in fact, the typical diagram of it has 14 dashes, with the one on the left, that first one being like the far left communist North Korean type, and then the one furthest to the right being like this alt-right fascist Nazi whatever, or Islamic extremist. But I would actually contend that the political spectrum in reality looks more like a spider web or a cartoon sun, because far left authoritarianism, aka communism or socialism, and far right authoritarianism, aka fascism, actually have quite a bit in common, even if the people promoting them might use different marketing strategies, i.e. ideas, to promote them. So in communism, the sales pitch is we need to make everybody equal, give the workers everything that they could ever need, means of production are shared, yada yada yada. And especially nowadays, it's regardless of race, regardless of certain personal choices you might make, after hours, whatever. And so, yeah, basically communism sales pitch is an equality-based one. Meanwhile, fascists, their sales pitch is nationalism, superiority of the state, often with a racial, sometimes religious, but usually more racial or ethnic slant to it. So, like, think of the Nazis and their marketing of the Aryan race as the master race, and think of the Italians, Mussolini's ideal Italian man, that kind of stuff, and the alt-right now with their white supremacist stuff. But I would actually contend that those are two different sales pitches for the same idea, because both ideologies, whether they admit it or not, result in state-controlled, centralized authoritarianism where the economy is planned by the state. Every aspect of life is ruled by the state, actually. Both communist and fascist countries have been militaristic, even if ideologically pure communists might decry that. China's looking to invade Taiwan. The USSR tried to conquer Poland. Or no, they did conquer Poland, but they tried to conquer Finland. And they did actually conquer several other countries to create the USSR to begin with. And you know how Germany conquered most of Europe at one point. And even Japan hasn't typically been called fascist, but if you look at it, it's at least very similar to a fascist state, if not a fascist state, and they conquered vast swaths of the Pacific. So, yes, both types of states look practically the same. And, you know, so that actually would lead me to conclude that communism and fascism are the same thing, just with a different sales pitch. And so now let me explain the other part of my theory that the political spectrum is like a cartoon sun or a spider web, because I didn't yet explain the rays. I only explained the circle, because communism and fascism are so similar that you basically come full circle. But the rays that come off of the web are because people can be at the same point on the political continuum for different reasons, have different motives. So for example, you could have somebody who is basically in the exact center, moderate, and they could have come to that conclusion because they believe that their faith leads them to want to be tolerant, which we can discuss how theologically accurate that is, but some people believe that. On the other hand, you could have somebody who's in the exact same position on the political spectrum, a complete moderate, for economic reasons. They want to, you know, that they want government regulation for some industries, but by and large, they want a free market. And they don't even really have opinions about the social issues, unlike example one. So those are two somewhat different reasons for arriving at the same conclusion. And so those are two different rays coming off the same spot on the web. Or the cartoon sun, whichever one you prefer. So I know it's been kind of a brief episode, and I know this theory might be unorthodox, but basically, to recap, my theory is that instead of a straight line, the political spectrum is more accurately a spider web or a cartoon sun, in terms of you have a circle, you start out with authoritarianism, aka communism, and then you come full circle with fascism, even if they might be marketed differently, they're basically the same thing. Because I forgot to mention that in communist countries, such as China and now North Korea, as well as in fascist states, even if some people who promote themselves as communist might decry the existence of private businesses altogether and might advocate the complete nationalization of everything, they actually, all of those states, both communist and fascist, have, to one degree or another, private state, state-controlled or private businesses that aren't controlled by the state but have some sort of agreement with the state, so i.e. Political corruption and corporatism. So that's why I contend that for all intents and purposes, you start out on the circle with communism and then you come full circle with fascism, because a communist state and a fascist state are basically one and the same. You have redistribution, i.e. theft and political corruption, in both systems. And both systems advocate the superiority of the state, suppression of dissent by force. And both systems involve huge spending on their militaries in order to conquer neighboring regions. And then, as I stated a minute ago, the rays coming off of the web are because people can arrive at the same spot on the spectrum for different reasons and have different motives and different pet issues that drive them. So, thank you for listening to this episode. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed, as well as on iHeartRadio and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. And if you feel so inclined, you can shoot us an email at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S firesidechats@gmail.com. Feel free to pass this along to anybody else that might be interested. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day.